Hello, this is Matt Schlick from the Matt Schlick Live podcast, where I defend the Christian faith and lay out our foundations of the truth of God's Word. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for His people to talk with Him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. Well, today on Encouraging Prayer, we're going to talk about a difficult but very timely topic, and that is how to pray when facing hate. 2020 has been a highly charged year where the emotions of many are running rampant, and some, sadly, have given into hating others who differ with them. And that is not what Jesus would have us do. But chances are you may have faced that. James, I know you've come up against this one personally before, so let's talk about that.
Yeah, I have, Robbie. Years ago, I had my life threatened by a man who hated me for no reason other than I was sharing the Word of God with some kids. And there were clearly some dark spiritual influences at work in that. Another time when my wife and I had moved to another state, we woke up one morning to find racial epithets painted on our fence because we're what some would call a mixed marriage, Carrie's Cuban. And, you know, we had young children in the home and we were very concerned. And another time, for a prolonged period, I found myself facing hatred in a church that I was actually serving as a pastor. And that happens to pastors more frequently than you may know, especially when people are spiritually mature and given to gossip instead of letting the Lord's love and spirit rule in their heart. You know, just yesterday, I was talking to a pastor who asked me to pray for him because he was facing a judgmental elder in his church. So, you know, this is real and people face it. Believers face this in so many ways. Some have even been fired from work for just expressing an opinion on social media.
Yeah, you know, while you're talking about this, I was thinking about how often God's Word addresses facing the hatred of others. And really, it's pretty frequent.
Yes, it is. And the ultimate example is, of course, Jesus on the cross. Of course, He tells us to take up our cross and follow Him, and that will mean opposition. As Paul wrote Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:12, he said, "In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted." That's just the reality of being a follower of Christ in a dark and broken world.
Yeah, it really is. And we really don't talk about that enough, but our brothers and sisters in many other parts of the world encounter this really every day.
Yeah, they do, Robbie. And we need to pray for the persecuted church and also pray that we can stand the test of persecution whenever it comes to us. I think about what Andrew Brunson, the missionary who was imprisoned in Turkey unjustly for 2 years, told me just a couple of weeks ago. He had to ask himself, will I be offended by what God allows? Will that cause me to lose my faith in Him? So I thought it was such a good question because we need to learn how to get through challenging times, and prayer and staying in the Word of God matter so much for this. But it's not just a ritual of prayer, you know. It's a particular kind of praying. And more than anything else, what we need to do, the way we need to pray, is to call on the name of Jesus.
So yeah, think of Jesus on the cross when He prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." You know, after they had literally beaten and scourged Him and were continuing to throw insults at Him, I mean, we need to have more of this spirit when we face hatred so that we don't respond in our own flesh or our sin nature. And that doesn't mean that you don't stand up for what you believe. Jesus was doing just that as He went to the cross. Or look at Stephen. He spoke very clearly to those who were in the wrong and were putting him to death. But he also prayed, "Do not hold this sin against them." And who does sound like that?
That sounds just like Jesus. And that's the point. We need to have His Spirit within us, helping us from hating and helping us not go there in our hearts and helping us to love while we stand for what is right.
And to do that, we really have to keep our eyes on Jesus.
That's it. I mean, every moment. And when we do, He has a way of meeting us there and giving us new strength. I remember a time in my life years ago when I was facing a lot of opposition, a lot of darkness, and I was drained and I was depressed and I just didn't know what to do. And I was just kind of going through the motions, and I sat down to read my Bible at the kitchen table. And as I was reading along, I came upon Jesus' words in Luke 6:22. And those words have stayed with me ever since. "Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven. And I can't tell you what that did for my soul as I read those words, Robbie. As soon as I read it, it was like light falling, not just on my soul, but on my body. I mean, it was like this weight being lifted. And I realized, oh, Jesus knows this road. He knows it. And the only way I can walk it is with him. But praise God, I get to walk this road with him right now. It was a revelation.
Oh, man, I can see why, James. I mean, don't you think that while we look at difficult circumstances, sometimes we say, I could never go through that. You know, God will apparently give us the strength we need in the moment when we need to get through it.
Well, I do believe that, Robbie, but that doesn't always make it easy. It's one day at a time, and we have to stay so close. And the very point is that we are very weak. It's his strength that we need. His strength is made perfect in weakness, his word tells us. So we have to choose to have faith in him in difficult times. That's one of the great lessons Andrew Brunson made so clear in his book, God's Hostage. I love that book.
Yeah, that's also important because what we're facing here is spiritual darkness that really aligns itself against God.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. I mean, there's so much of that going on right now around us. And, you know, I think about that night when my life was threatened by a man who could have carried through on the threat. And I found myself just, you know, this voice was going off in my head, pray, pray, pray. You know, it was actually through calling on the name of Jesus and rebuking the darkness in Jesus' name. That was the whole turning point in the encounter. But the thing that we have to remember is that through him, in him, by him, we have access to everything we need, especially his love and his power. And that's where he wants us to be in our spirits when we're facing this. Remember that while Stephen was being stoned, he looked up and he saw Jesus at the right hand of God. So there again, you know, he's keeping his eyes on Jesus. And that shows us how to pray, you know, to keep our hearts on him. Don't give in to hate in your heart, but let his love empower you. It all comes down to that.
Yeah, James, I'm glad really we've had this talk today because it helps us keep our minds on what matters most, and that's really important in these challenging times.
Well, Robbie, as we wrap things up, would you pray for us, pray for our listeners that we can live like this? Because again, we're weak and we just need Jesus' help. And so we need to pray, and I know he will help us as we do.
Yeah, let's do it. Jesus, thank you that you put this on James's heart and help us to recognize what really is going on, that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual forces that are trying to create darkness. Help us to be light. Just keep pouring your fruit into us so that we can be fruitful in these times. And we're so grateful for your provision for us and all that you are working out for your church. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.
This is the Truth Network.